This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Poll campaigning for the 5th, 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections has intensified. Prime Minister, senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi will address election rallies in Dindori and Kalyan. He will also hold a roadshow in Mumbai this evening. We have a report.
In Dindori, Prime Minister will be canvassing in favour of Union Minister and BJP candidate Dr. Bharti Praveen Pawar, who is contesting against NCP-SP candidate Bhaskar Bhagre. Later, he will address a campaign rally in Kalyan Lok Sabha constituency where Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's son and two-term MP Shrikant Shinde is contesting. In the evening, Shri Modi will hold a roadshow in Mumbai. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar and City BJP Chief Ashish Shela will accompany him in the roadshow. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Odisha, the electioneering is setting up for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address a number of poll rallies and roadshows in support of the respective party candidates in the state today. Mr. Shah will hold roadshow at Cuttack this evening after addressing public meetings at Surda under the Asika Lok Sabha seat and Bodh under Kandamal parliamentary constituency, while Rahul Gandhi will join a bike rally and address an election rally at Balangir. In Uttar Pradesh, star campaigners of different political parties are campaigning for the party and alliance today. Veteran BJP leader and defence Mr. Rajnath Singh will campaign for the party candidate Kaushal Kishore, who is seeking second term from Mohanlal Ganj constituency. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Mehuba, Jalon, Jhansi and Lucknow. He will hold a roadshow in Jhansi district. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a political rally at Ghensri Assembly seat and Balrampur district where by-elections will be held in the sixth phase. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu and Party Leader Priyanka Gandhi will campaign in Rai Bareli for Rahul Gandhi. BSP Chief Mayawati will address political rally in Banda constituency. Delhi BJP women workers today staged a protest in the national capital over the issue of alleged misbehaviour with Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal at Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's residence. Displaying placards, the BJP women workers raised slogans against Mr. Kejriwal. They also demanded resignation of Mr. Kejriwal, accusing him of being anti-women. Talking to media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said, former chairperson of Delhi Commission for Women Swati Maliwal, who continuously talked about the security of women, is herself not safe. He said Delhi Chief Minister is silent over the issue. Mr. Sachdeva claimed that there is a big conspiracy behind this incident. Mr. Kejriwal's personal assistant had misbehaved with the MP last week, and the Aam Aadmi Party has said that the Chief Minister will take action against the accused. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the Chabahar port would benefit the entire region and a narrow view should not be taken of it. Speaking at a program in Kolkata last night, he said that in the past, even the US has been appreciative of the fact that the Chabahar port has a larger relevance. Singapore's deputy leader Lawrence Yong is said to be sworn in as the nation's fourth prime minister today. 51-year-old US-trained economist Mr. Yong will succeed 72-year-old Lee Hsien Loong, who stepped down after two decades at the helm. In the Meteorological Department has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave to start over northwest India from tomorrow, including Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana, till the 18th of this month. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings in Guwahati today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Rajasthan, presently on second position with 16 points in the pocket, will be aiming to secure a spot in the top four with a victory. Punjab Kings has already been eliminated from the playoffs. Yesterday, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 19 runs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.